Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning comes to a close for the final phase of parliamentary elections, polling on Sunday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says last mile delivery is the hallmark of NDA government. Congress President Rahul Gandhi says his party fought the election on issues of public interest, including unemployment and farmers' distress. Navy successfully conducts firing trial of medium-range surface-to-air missile to enhance its anti-air warfare capacity. Sensex surges 537 points ahead of exit polls. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls ended this evening. 59 constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase on Sunday. Star campaigners of various political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Khargone in Madhya Pradesh. He reiterated his commitment to provide regular monthly pension to farmers, small shopkeepers, farm labourers and people above 60 years of age. Mr. Modi said his government is working towards the goal of doubling the income of farmers by 2022. Our correspondent tells us about the prominent candidates contesting in this phase.
In the seventh phase, polling will be held in 8 Lok Sabha seats, Indore, Ujjain, Dhar, Ratlam, Mandsaur, Devas, Khargone and Khandwa of Malwa Nivana region of Madhya Pradesh. About 1 crore 50 lakh voters will decide the fate of 82 candidates. More than 13,000 polling stations have been set up for voting. The main candidates of this phase include former Union Ministers Kantilal Bhuria and Arun Yadav, former BJP President Nandkumar Singh Chauhan and Meenakshi Natarajan, Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
In Himachal Pradesh, addressing a public rally in Solan, Congress President Rahul Gandhi attacked the Prime Minister on the issues of demonetization and goods and services tax, GST, and said the small and medium-scale industrialists, traders and unemployed youth were adversely affected by these policies. Mr. Gandhi reiterated his allegations of the Rafale deal being overpriced. Still with Himachal Pradesh, over 7,000 polling parties have been deployed across 4 parliamentary constituencies to ensure fair, free and transparent elections. More on this from our correspondent.
Polling parties for remote area of the state have been dispatched in advance to set up polling booths. Besides, 136 women polling parties would be deployed tomorrow for specially set up women polling booths of the state. As many as 46,000 poll personnel have been deputed on election duty in this state. 564 polling staff, including police and Central Reserve Force, has been deployed in tribal district Lahaul Spiti, where the world's highest polling station, Tashi Gang, is located. Sanjeev Sundarial, AIR News, Shimla.
In Uttar Pradesh, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra led a roadshow in Mirzapur and Padrona. BJP leaders and union ministers Colonel Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore and Piyush Goyal held public meeting and door-to-door campaign in Varanasi. Senior BJP leaders like Rajnath Singh and Yogi Adityanath held multiple rallies and met party workers. BJP leader and union minister Smriti Irani held a bike rally in Gorakhpur. We have a report.
The high voltage electoral battle in Purvanchal area of Uttar Pradesh is crucial for NDA, who bagged all 13 seats last time but lost Gorakhpur in by-elections. All eyes are on Varanasi, where PM Narendra Modi is contesting. But along with him, political future of BJP State President Mahendranath Pandey, BSP State President R.S. Kushwaha, Union Ministers Manoj Sinha, Anupriya Patel, former Union Minister R.P.N. Singh and film star Ravi Kishan Shukla will be decided in this phase. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News.
The SP-BSP-RLD alliance held a joint rally in Mirzapur and Chandoli in Uttar Pradesh today. BSP Chief Mayawati said both the BJP and Congress made false promises. She said the poor and downtrodden are feeling oppressed in BJP rule. In Punjab and Chandigarh, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh addressed an election rally at Hoshiarpur. Our correspondent reports on poll preparedness.
In Punjab and Chandigarh, poll preparedness is being reviewed after the poll campaign came to end today. Election Commission has called 10 more companies of police from Haryana, the neighboring state, to provide adequate security to voters. The borders with neighboring states have been sealed to check smuggling and liquor and other narcotic substances. The jawans of Central Security Forces and State Police have been deployed on the check post. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, AIR News, Chandigarh.
The seventh and final phase will cover 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 13 in Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 each in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, all 4 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and the lone seat of Chandigarh. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month.
On biggest festival of democracy, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019. Who will win, who will lose? Our correspondents across the country will tell you latest live updates of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in 4 states.
Tariq Rathar for AIR News, Srinagar.
Suparna Sekya, AIR News, Delhi.
Jitendra Divedi, Jaipur.
Jay Singh from Chennai.
Asunyo from Kohima.
Parijit Chakraborty, Kolkata.
Saikat Sarkar from Panaji.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results from 23rd May, 7 a.m. to 24th May, 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels. You can also catch us live on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that last mile delivery is the hallmark of the NDA government. In a joint press conference in New Delhi, in which BJP President Amit Shah was also present, the Prime Minister said this approach has created a new culture of governance in the country. The Prime Minister said he believes it is India's responsibility to take the power of this democracy to the world. He said this election was spectacular and held in a positive manner. Party President Amit Shah told media the Narendra Modi-led government implemented 133 schemes that touched every section of society. The BJP president said, after a long time, the people of the country have seen a general election where inflation and corruption issues were missing. To a question on Pragya Singh Thakur's candidature from Bhopal, the BJP president said her candidature is a satyagraha against a fake case of fake saffron terror. He alleged that Congress has compromised with national security for vote bank politics and the Congress chief should apologize for it. On Pragya Singh Thakur's statement on Nathuram Godse, Mr. Shah said the party has served her a show cause notice and asked her to reply within 10 days. After she files a reply, the party's disciplinary committee will take appropriate action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Pragya Thakur's remark on Nathuram Godse is unforgivable. In an interview to a private news channel, Mr. Modi said these types of statements are completely unacceptable and must be condemned. Pragya Thakur, who is the BJP candidate from Bhopal Lok Sabha seat, had termed Nathuram Godse as a patriot. Congress President Rahul Gandhi today said raising the issues related to public interest was the main strategy of his party in this general election. Briefing media in a press meet in New Delhi today, he said that Congress fought this election on issues of unemployment, farmers' distress, demonetization, GST and Rafale. The Congress president also said his party has played the role of a responsible opposition in the last 5 years. He said, though SP, BSP fought the election together, the Congress fought with priority to defeat BJP and create a space for itself. He accused the Election Commission of being biased in these elections. Prasar Bharati is all geared up to cover the counting of Lok Sabha elections on the 23rd of this month. Prasar Bharati CEO Shashi Shekhar Vempati today said the public service broadcaster is working with large digital media platforms and its coverage on counting day will be carried prominently on these platforms. Talking exclusively to AIR News, Mr. Vempati said,
we are working closely with some large digital media platforms. A lot of our coverage being carried prominently on these digital platforms, so that will be another unique thing that day. Because the public broadcaster is the most credible and authentic source of news.
Mr. Vempati added that AIR and DD News have a wide network of reporters and the manner in which AIR and DD News are able to focus on state-specific contests during elections is quite unique. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
For latest authentic election results, round the clock on 23rd, 24th May. Tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
The Indian Navy achieved a significant milestone in enhancing its anti-air warfare capability with the maiden cooperative engagement firing of the medium-range surface-to-air missile MRSAM. The firing was undertaken on the western seaboard by Indian naval ships Kochi and Chennai, wherein the missiles of both ships were controlled by one ship to intercept different aerial targets at extended ranges. The firing trial was carried out by the Indian Navy, DRDO and Israel Aerospace Industries. The MRSAM has been manufactured by Bharat Dynamics Limited. India has expressed its support for sustainable peace, economic development and stability in Afghanistan. High Peace Council Secretary and Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani's Special Envoy Umar Dauzai today met External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj in New Delhi and briefed on the outcome of the recently held Loya Jirga. Both sides also discussed India's role in regional peace consensus with regards to Afghanistan, progress in peace talks and bilateral relations. Mr. Dauzai also met National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Foreign Secretary Vijay K. Gokhale. India has offered its full support to Sri Lanka in dealing with the common threat of jihadi terrorism, saying any threat to Sri Lanka is seen as a threat to India. This was stated by High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Taranjit Singh Sandhu, after meeting the top Buddhist clergy in Kandy today. The Sensex closed with a rise of 537 points today, ahead of the exit polls on Sunday. Key indices posted solid gains, but the rupee weakened considerably against the dollar. A report.
The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange jumped 537 points, 1.4% to close at 37,931. The Nifty surged 150 points to 11,407. At the foreign exchange market, the rupee depreciated 20 paise to 70 rupees and 23 paise against the US dollar. Gold fell 160 rupees to 33,170 rupees per 10 grams in the Delhi bullion market. And Brent crude futures gained 3 cents to trade at $72.65 per barrel. Arjun Chowdhury for AIN News.
Crucial talks between United Kingdom Prime Minister Theresa May and opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn aimed at breaking the Brexit impasse have ended without an agreement. While Mr. Corbyn blamed the government's increasing weakness and instability, Ms. May said the lack of a common position over a further referendum in Labour Party had made talks difficult. The National Cadet Corps NCC Girls Mountaineering Expedition to Mount Teng Cheng Kang in Sikkim was flagged off by Additional Director General Major General Sanjay Gupta in New Delhi today. The team is led by Lieutenant Colonel Madhav Boro and constitutes 20 NCC girl cadets from various All India NCC directorates. President Ramnath Kovind and Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu have greeted people on the eve of Budh Purnima. In his message, the President said the values of non-violence, peace, compassion and service to humanity embodied in the teachings of Lord Buddha have profoundly influenced human history and the course of civilization. The Vice President said Lord Buddha was one of the most illustrious spiritual leaders to have walked this earth. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning comes to a close for the final phase of parliamentary elections, polling on Sunday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says last mile delivery is the hallmark of NDA government. Congress President Rahul Gandhi says his party fought the election on issues of public interest, including unemployment and farmers' distress. Navy successfully conducts firing trial of medium-range surface-to-air missile to enhance its anti-air warfare capacity. And Sensex surges 537 points ahead of exit polls. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.